Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Faisal Patel and this is the Tech Show on Radio Islam International, Wired to Tech. Remember, you can interact with me by sending me a tweet on at FaisalPatel143. You can even get me on Instagram at FaisalPatel143. I'm on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel and also on YouTube, Faisal Patel. So please hit the like button and also subscribe to the channel. Coming up in the program, we speak about Lenovo set to host its fourth channel awards. The Huawei MateBook 14 and D15 i3 offer extraordinary balance of performance and value for money. Samsung's Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G scoops the best smartphone at the Global Mobile Awards, and the gadget of the week, which is the Apple AirTag. So remember, you can get me on my social media platforms. Let's go on to the first story. So Lenovo is set to host its fourth channel awards this year as excitement reverberates across the tech industry. Now, the awards celebrate excellence and achievements of the brand channel partners, which work with Lenovo and the brand's dynamic array of products and services to make a remarkable difference in South Africa. Channel awards categories include Personal Computer Group or PCG, Data Center Group, DCG Distributor Awards, Retailer of the Year, Industry Exec of the Year, and Salesperson of the Year, among others. Thibault Dusen, General Manager at Lenovo Southern Africa, says Lenovo's partners are crucial to the success of the business. Dusen says despite the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, Lenovo's partners have risen above the pandemic and adapted. And to quote him, he says, "You worked smarter, became stronger, and worked together," assuring that we as Lenovo remain the number one PC selling variant even in South Africa. So thank you for that. At Lenovo, we invest in innovation and transformation, and our Lenovo Channel Awards is a reflection of that," unquote. Now, due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Channel Awards this year will take place virtually on the 22nd of July. Now, I get a lot of questions from people wanting to know where they can get a good laptop, but at a fraction of the cost, something with all the features, but it must be at a good price. Well, if you are looking for a good laptop, whether you are a student or part of the workforce, look no further than Huawei with the new MateBook 14 and MateBook D15 i3, which are both excellent choices. So let's start off with the MateBook 14, weighing in at just 1.53 kilograms. The Huawei MateBook 14 comes with a 14-inch full-view display, a minimal bezel display with 3:2 productivity aspect ratio, a screen-to-body ratio of 90%, and a recessed camera. Now, the MateBook 14 is powered by the latest 11th generation Intel Core processor, NVIDIA GeForce MX350 discrete graphics, and 16 gigabytes of dual-channel RAM. The long battery life allows you to stream high definition videos for up to 14.7 hours. The Huawei MateBook 14 also comes with Huawei Share, where multiple devices can interact seamlessly, so you get a more connected experience. Now, this means you don't have to use cables or third-party apps to transfer files anymore. Coming on to the MateBook D15 i3, this comes with a range of improved features, including the full-view display and powerful performance, which is perfect for watching content online. It features a 16:9 aspect ratio and recessed camera. The top and side bezels are only 5.3 millimeters thick, resulting in an 87% screen to body ratio. Now, the MateBook D15 i3 sports a 15.6-inch 1080p FHD IPS screen with anti-glare protection, meanwhile offering a wide view angle of 178 degrees, which for someone spending hours looking at the screen can help you rest assured that you won't strain your eyes. So, coming on to the price and availability, well, when you purchase the MateBook 14 for $24,999 or MateBook D15 i3 for just $10,999, you will get a 2-year collect, repair, and return VIP service warranty with 24/7 online technical support valued at about 1,299 rand. Now, both these laptops come with the Huawei backpack, Bluetooth mouse, and VIP service, all valued at more than 2,900 rand. Obviously, T's and C's apply. Now, if you want more information on the story, you can go to my website at faisalpatel.com or Wired to Tech. Now, this is a phenomenal achievement for Samsung. Tech giant Samsung's Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G has won the Best Smartphone category at the Global Mobile Awards, also known as GLOMO Awards, during Mobile World Congress 2021. Held on the 30th of June, the annual GLOMO Awards recognize the hardware, software, and services that drives innovation across the mobile industry worldwide. Now, the S21 Ultra 5G, which features a professional-grade camera system and brilliant intelligent display, is the first device of the S series to support the S Pen for advanced productivity from power users. Now, the judges said that the S21 has risen above the other smartphones to scoop the best smartphone category. And just to quote one of the judges, they say, "The best Android smartphone Samsung has ever made, with a great range of features, stunning AMOLED display, best in class cameras, and more. Now, this phone delivers across the board and is a worthy winner of the best smartphones in 2021. Also shortlisted in this category was the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE. Now, Justin Yu, Director of Integrated Mobility at Samsung South Africa, says the company is honored to have been recognized in such a competitive category at this year's GLOMO Awards. To quote him, he says, "Samsung has a long, proud history of driving innovation, and we aim to deliver devices that meet the needs of our users now and in the future. As the users' needs continue to grow so varied and dynamic, we are committed to leading the journey in developing devices that are loved by users across the globe." Unquote. So, John Hoffman, the CEO of GSMA Limited, says, "Given the challenging circumstances the world has faced over the last 15 months, it is more important than ever to come together to recognize the incredible innovation and ingenuity shaping our industry, as well as the positive impact this is making on the world around us." And finally, if you are prone to losing things like your backpack, your handbag, your car keys, your house keys, or even your wallet, then you may consider getting yourself an Apple AirTag. Now, you've seen this. It was launched by Apple earlier this year, and it's a remarkable device. So let's speak a little bit about it. First, this is what Apple says about its newest technology category, the AirTag. It says the AirTag is a super easy way to keep track of your stuff. Attach one to your keys, slip another in your backpack, and just like that, they are on your radar in the Find My app, where you can also track down your Apple devices and keep up with friends and family. So basically, the AirTag is a disc-shaped object with no external attachments. The only way to attach it to an object is to buy an additional AirTag loop, strap, or keyring, which can instantly double the price of the device. Now, that said, it can be slipped unobtrusively into a handbag, into a wallet, backpack, suitcase, or even a car, and tracked wherever there are iPhones connected to the internet. So let's come on to how it works. Now, the AirTag sends out basically a Bluetooth signal that can be detected by nearby iPhone and iPad devices, which make up the Find My network. These devices send the location of your AirTag to iCloud, from where the Find My app on your own devices picks it up and shows the location on a map. The process is anonymous and encrypted to protect your privacy. Now, the AirTag can be put into lost mode remotely from your device, your iPhone or your iPad. The moment it is detected by another device in the Find My network, you receive a notification. So let's come on to cost. How much does it cost? It costs 499 rand for one, and 1,899 rand for four from the iStore. Let's speak about some of the positives and negatives. Starting with the negatives, it is an iPhone specific and cannot be paired with an Android phone. So that's a big, huge negative. However, the owner's details can be retrieved if it is in lost mode and the person finding it taps with an Android phone that uses an NFC chip. What is the biggest positive? As with Tile, one can play a sound on the AirTag's built-in speaker. Now, the accuracy of the map in the Find My feature is astonishing and shows exactly where the AirTag is. So anyway, that concludes the tech show for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please remember that if you want to get in contact with me, you can tweet me on at FaisalPatel143. You can get me on Instagram at FaisalPatel143. I'm also on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel and on YouTube. Check out my channel at Faisal Patel. There are a number of videos on there, including review videos. Please don't forget to hit the like button and also subscribe to the channel. And if you still want to get in contact with me, you can mail me at faisal@radioislam.co.za. Until next time, please do take care of yourself and each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.